UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
There's your money phone, brother.
And James Strebel.
Take your money phone and put it in your nose.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Get to Pat 40 here in about 2-3 minutes. We'll get to Mitchell Hannigan. In fact, we may need to call. How long is your story, Mitch, on how you became viral?
It'll take like 45 seconds.
Okay, so let's get Pat 40 on, and he can hear that. Let's waste his time. I have changed my mind. Hey, a big thank you to Jason and his team. You know what it is. It is a Wednesday, and even during quarantine, Jason and his good team bringing by some lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios today. Reminder, a new extended hours at both locations, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. That is 7 days a week. I think that's pretty new. I think we may have mentioned that last week, but if not, new and extended hours of both locations, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. That is 7 days a week. They have the carryout delivery from the Hurstbourne and the Brownsboro Crossing location, so they're good for lunch or dinner. You can order whichwich.com or download the mobile app, select delivery, curbside, or carryout. You can also visit any store to place carryout and curbside orders, and you can continue to try the ESPN Louisville special, a large witch for just $6.80. That is good for call-in orders only. We love Witch. It is Witch Superior Sandwiches. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. Big Easy reaches out, and he's right. He's behind a little bit. He pauses us occasionally. Yes. And he's right. Diener has to break the rules at this point just for pub for ESPN Louisville, and I would totally agree with that. Mitch, do we have Pat on? If not, I can keep filling.
I'm about to call him right now.
Okay. All right. So we'll get Pat 40 on. We have also found, Mitch, while you're listening with one ear, I've been forwarded that you may have fibbed about Instagram or something involving Instagram. You do have an Instagram.
I have one. I don't post on it.
That's fundamentally different than I don't have an IG. Well,
and you've also done some editing on your account as of like a day ago.
Sorry,
Mitch. The Texan's going to figure it out. They'll find out. They'll do their own investigations. So there it is. So he hasn't posted anything.
Texter takes down all the other personalities and praises me. I'm going to send that around in our email. Pat 40 with Sports Illustrated at by Pat 40. Pat, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay, Andy. How about you?
We're making it. We're making it through quarantine. We're going to waste your time for 45 seconds. Mitchell Hannigan said that through TikTok, he went viral this weekend. So sometimes Pat's amused by these items that we bring up. So, Pat, go ahead. Or, excuse me, Mitch, go ahead. Tell us what happened.
First of all, this was not my idea. But, yeah, I went viral on TikTok over the weekend. You know how people take pictures of Instagram, like, of their food? It was, like really cool food. You know how that was a thing? Well, it's apparently a thing on TikTok, too. It's a trend where it's like the sound is like, please don't be ugly, please don't be ugly, please don't be ugly. And it shows a picture of like what your food, and it's like, oh my gosh. So yeah, I did that with a box of Mama's Barbecue wings, and it got 40,000 views, and I gained like 100 followers and got like 2,000 likes.
Okay.
How about that, Pat?
Well, you're pretty well just made your whole life right there, right?
I know. I'm gonna quit my day job and become TikTok famous.
Are you an influencer? Can you quit your job and just kind of live off of that now?
Yeah, I got follow up. That's the question now. Like, what do I follow up that up with? I don't know.
That's the pressure. The pressure of being viral.
This weekend,
congratulations. If you're gonna go viral for something, Mama's Wings seems like a very good topic.
He will go viral losing all of his money on his Twin Spires app at Churchill Downs and Gulfstream this weekend, Pat. That's probably what's going to happen to our guy, Mitchell Hannigan. All right, so we're in quarantine. Pat Forty, do you still have – I noticed the videos on Sports Illustrated. You still have the beard, and are you considering keeping the beard after quarantine? Because I like the beard.
I'm considering joining the Allman Brothers, actually. No, I've got like, what's today, Wednesday? I've got 13 mm-hmm. days until I can get my hair cut. And, and when I get my hair cut, the beard goes, and I cannot wait for both those things to occur.
All right, there we go. All right, so a number of things I want to get into with you, just some general questions, because we can't dive into just one or two things, because for not having live sporting events, as you know, there's a lot going on. How do you read the situation in California, the conversations in the Pac-12, the future of playing college football, the inconsistencies of conferences, the inconsistencies potentially inside the conferences? I said earlier in the show, everyone keeps saying, well, science is going to tell us when we can play. I don't know if the SEC believes that or not. We shall see. So what do you make of the last couple days there being a lot more discussion on the beginning of the college football season?
Yeah, it's been very significant, very interesting. My colleague Ross Dellinger and I have about a 5,000-word story that's going in the morning. We talked to every conference commissioner, the 11 people, 10 commissioners plus Jack Swarbrick, the AD at Notre Dame, who are going to be as much in charge as anybody in making the decisions about when football starts, what it looks like, how it happens, who plays, who doesn't play, all those things. And frankly, I mean, it's a crapshoot. It is so different in Nebraska from New Jersey. It's so different from California to Texas. You know, that basically there's going to be no uniformity. There's going to be no fair. Everybody wants everything to be fair. Sports fans, especially college sports fans, are obsessed with fair and unfair. Hate to tell you, this season's not going to work out very fairly. So, you know, how it happens is still TBD, but what happened in California, I think, was very significant yesterday. Fresno State, San Diego State, San Jose State would be directly implicated in that. If the University of California system, which has UCLA and Cal mm-hmm. Berkeley in the Pac-12, follows suit, that further throws that whole state into uncertainty. You add Stanford and USC to the mix in that state, depending what they want to do. We could have a season without California football. We could have a season without Pac-12 football. We could have a season with some hybrid form. I think it's inevitable that some people in some conferences play and some don't. But there's not going to be very few conferences where all the teams start at the same time in the same manner and finish at the same time in the same manner.
Of course, Pat, the jokes that will be out there about does it really matter if the Pac-12 plays because they don't make the college football playoff anyway will be out there. And, of course, that's one thing that immediately came to my mind. But what does that do for a future of a conference that's been struggling to find footing? Their TV deal is laughable compared to the others, and obviously they can't make the college football playoff. And I'm just talking, obviously, about football here. What does that do, though, to the Pac-12 as a – you know, as you know, a group of teams that they don't play football this season, and seemingly many other teams are going to be playing football, it sounds like, this season, Pat.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think it's disastrous for college sports as a whole. It would certainly, obviously, be disastrous for the Pac-12. You know, I think, personally, it's good for college sports when the whole country is involved. And if you take the most populous state in the country out, that's bad. That's a lot of viewers. That's a lot of money. That's a ton of athletes who would then be leaving the state, which I guess, hey, that would be good for other people. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if there's an exodus of the incredible amount of talent in every sport out of that state, that's a complete game changer. And that's what would devastate the Pac-12.
Yeah.
As if it's the Southern California recruits and the Northern California recruits in every sport say, well, if we can't play here, we're going to go elsewhere, then, you know, it's absolutely devastating. But, you know, to me, I just think it would be a really, really bad development. But most of those schools out there, first of all, are pretty prestigious universities, and I don't think they look at college sports and say, we have to do it. You know, it's
sure.
not Auburn and Alabama. It's not Mississippi and Mississippi State. It's not college basketball in this state where people will say, we've got to have it. You know, in the Bay Area, like, football. Even in Southern California, where USC's been one of the best programs of all time. You know, it's not like the people at the University of Southern California, which is a top 30 institution nationally, are saying, we can't go on without it. So just different mindsets, different priorities, but it would be really bad news if you are a sports fan, I think, of college sports in general.
Pat Forte with us here on ESPN 680-1057. It's The Take. It's a Wednesday. We have you until 6 o'clock. He's from Sports Illustrated at by Pat Forte. Texas says, I don't care. Forte writes for SI. The Allman Brothers is a musty reference. I don't know if is Allman Brothers a musty reference. I'm not sure that's the case. I'm kind of up in the air on that one, Pat. I'm sorry.
I know they're like 50 years old or whatever, but I'm just trying to think of people with a lot of hair and a lot of beard and all that stuff, and that's me right now. So
I like it, but I know you get the Brett Favre look, which is not probably something that you want to hear, but I like it. So anyway, okay, so I want to get to Zion and Bill Self. We have not talked to you about Bill Self, so just quickly on that. The five level one going to Kansas, the Bill Self level one, the lack of institutional control, all of that is out there compared to what U of L had. Obviously, Kansas is and should be the face of this. What stood out with all the Bill Self stuff last week, and what do you make of, I guess, some of the response to Bill Self and Kansas, you know, a contentious back and forth with the NCAA?
Yeah, the interesting thing, I looked up, and I said this on our podcast earlier this week, you know, if you look at the NCAA penalty matrix, if you have level one violations with aggravating factors, and Kansas has five level ones, and it involves the institution, and it involves the head coach, and you have a list of aggravating factors that the NCAA has compiled, the penalties can be pretty astounding. I mean, you're talking 2 to 4 years postseason ban. So is it possible that Kansas gets hit with maybe the biggest postseason ban I can remember? 4 years? I mean, it's not out of the question. 3 years would still be huge. 2 would be pretty devastating. So I think those things are on the table. I think enforcement will push for it. If you go back to the Rice Commission, which people widely discredited, they did supposedly carry the torch to the NCAA and to the infractions process and say that the membership wants stronger penalties. Here is your chance to lay them down, and we'll see if they do it. I thought the NCAA enforcement document, which is 92 pages long, I read all of it, was pretty compelling. It was well done. I think they put Kansas into a box that's going to be difficult for them to get out of if they're going to argue that you know, that T.J. Gasnola and Jim Gatto somehow were not working on their behalf in terms of recruiting and thereby weren't representatives of the school's interests. Good luck with that one. That's going to be a fascinating case, and the stakes are really, really high.
Shoe companies, boosters, not boosters, working on behalf of the university, not working on behalf of the university. I find this to be an interesting discussion and one that I don't know. And Pat Forte with us from Sports Illustrated. Pat, I don't know how to handicap this fight because the NCAA, like they can say, okay, they're boosters, whatever it may be. But, you know, these are entities that are paying a lot of money to these NCAA institutions, so you also can't bash the hand that's feeding a lot of the items here. So how do you begin to break down that conversation of shoe companies, their role? Are they, you know, are they boosters? Are they not boosters? That seems to be something that needs to get worked out for many of these upcoming issues with the NCAA.
Sure. No, that'll be an issue certainly for Louisville's case as well, for North Carolina State's case, for everybody who had T.J. Gasnola or Jim Gatto involved in their violations. That definition is key to the whole issue. But I think the NCAA did a very good job of presenting its case, certainly in the Kansas case, and probably in the other two as well. I mean, if I were Louisville, I would not be very optimistic that you're going to be able to divorce yourself from Adidas, or to say these doggone Adidas people were just conspiring behind our backs to get us these great players. Darn it, you know. That's not the way it works. Nobody thinks that's the way it works, and I think that that's going to be a hard argument to try to sell. So that'll be a big point of legal contention, but I think that the NCAA staked out some pretty strong ground for its case.
All right, Pat Forty with us. Two more, we'll get you out of here. Last one on all of the Kansas stuff. I said, and I don't know if I was just being a local sports radio guy here, and that's kind of how we had the conversation. I introed it that I was feeling that I was doing that, even though I've been harsh against U of L, and that is how much, and I don't mean you in this, but I mean national media, Rick Pitino in Louisville, I've been the face of this. That much is very obvious. And then the Kansas stuff and Bill Self and the penalties that could be coming from that are going to be much stiffer than U of L. Are you surprised? Has there been the right amount, not enough criticism of Bill Self? And he, you know, him being, it's easy to go after Pitino, it's easy to go after Will Wade, maybe not so easy to go after Bill Self. What have you thought of the reaction as Bill Self, you know, a Hall of Fame coach, could get absolutely smashed in this?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I've written it, I don't know, a half dozen stories or more on Bill Self and on Kansas. The other guys at Yahoo that I worked with, Pete Samuel and Dan Wetzel, have written them. Who else? I don't know.
I'm with you.
I've yet to see very many other people in the national media or in the local Kansas media, and that extends to Kansas City, who have really taken up much of a very serious sort of scrutiny of that whole situation. And Bill Self has always been a guy who has, he is a charmer. He is great with the media. He's wonderful one-on-one. I had always gotten along great with him until I started having to write stories about all the cheating that was going on at Kansas. And some people, you know, human nature says both guys tend to get a little bit of a break. And I don't think there's any doubt that he got a break from the media and has continued to get it. But, you know, the college basketball media, in my opinion, has not distinguished itself in covering this entire scandal. So I guess I'm not sure I would expect that to change now.
Pat Forty with us, and I agree with everything you just said there. Last one, and obviously we'll continue watching the Kansas stuff. And I listened, you guys talked about it. We played a little bit of that on you guys' podcast with Wetzel and Thamel earlier in the week, and that is we all love the Zion story. I mean, we love it. The house potentially that might be there. We heard you on with Drew. What was it, Monday? You know, the script has flipped a little bit that everyone's like, well, you know, I mean, Zion being paid now, that doesn't shock people the way that it used to. What do you make of that situation? Again, you have written about that multiple times, multiple articles up at SI.com. Just a generic discussion. Where do you think this goes? What level of worry should there be for, you know, for Coach K and company?
I think that they can probably do what Coach K and company have done extraordinarily well in the last many years, is to just kind of skate through this thing. You know, what Gina Ford's attorneys put out there is a request for admission document that was very provocative, very leading, and kind of was an indication like, hey, we've got the goods on you. But do they really have the goods? And if so, what are they going to do with the goods? My guess is that Zion just issues a blanket denial, if anything, to those questions. If they want to depose him, they can depose him, and he'd say, yeah, I deny everything. And then we'll see if they actually have any proof, because I think that most of this really is a leverage situation from her attorneys that are trying to get a settlement. I don't think they really want to, you know, just necessarily torch Zion, because how, you know, innocent was she in the whole situation? That, you know, she lands him as a client, but she wasn't ever paying him while everybody else was? Okay, sure. You know, the fact is, yes, there's so much smoke around Zion you can barely see him because of the, you want another day? Here's a musty reference, like he's stumbling out of Cheech and Chong's van or Spicoli's van.
There you go.
That's how much smoke is around him. You know, from Avenatti, from the trial wiretap with Curtis Townsend, and from this, it's pretty hard to believe Zion was going for room board, books, and meals only at Duke. Now you just add that to the pile of stuff with Duke that's kind of been cropped up around them for as long as it has, and it certainly casts further doubt on the piety of the program. But I don't know that it proves much, and I don't know whether Duke's sitting there saying, "Yeah, we got to investigate this." I think they're saying, "Look at our statement from back in January. We're done."
Yeah, it's going to make people angrier at Duke. That's how I perceive what may happen here over the next little bit. Pat 40 with us at @ByPat40. He's from Sports Illustrated. Pat, we'll be looking out for the piece with you tomorrow from you guys there tomorrow, and all the stuff at SI.com. Thanks so much, Pat.
My pleasure, Andy. Hope to see you in person sometime soon.
Yeah, at some point. Appreciate it. You as well. Pat 40 with us here. He's from Sports Illustrated on the take on ESPN 680-1057. Mitch is fanboying it up right now with Louisville Twitter. How's that for a tease?
Whoa.
We explain what Mitch is doing on Twitter. Turn the mic off. Next, do it. Go, break.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Go to the grocery stores. For crying out loud, go to the grocery stores. If you want to go to Bob Evans and eat, go to Bob Evans and eat.
And James Strebel.
Remain at home, but no longer orders them to stay at home. Again, I encourage all businesses that are allowed to open to do so only if they follow the guidelines to keep West Virginia safe.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so it's a Wednesday edition of the show. It's The Take on ESPN 680-1057. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Mitchell Hannigan is back at the Papa John Studios. I am seeing this, and I meant to bring this up with Pat 40, but I did not want to, you know, just keep asking him, peppering him with 18 different things. Would you like to give a congratulations to Kentucky basketball assistant Joel Justice, who is on ESPN.com's 40 under 40 list, top 40 coaches in college basketball under the age of 40. Would you like to give him congratulations? Joel Justice, number 25.
Congrats to you, Joel Justice, and maybe one day you'll crack the top 20.
Would you like to give congratulations to Luke Murray, who's number 10? Gotcha.
Yeah.
I walked you right into that one. I walked you right into that one, didn't I?
Luke Murray and all his big tourney wins and his conference titles.
Come on, Strebel. Call him overrated.
Yeah. Well, if Bill Murray wasn't his dad, he wouldn't even be on the list there. How's that for a hot take?
He's taking a sip now.
Yeah.
He thinks he did something. Look at him. But the hot take on this list, and the reason I meant to bring it up to Pat 40 is – Bozich isn't happy either. Bozich is unhappy. We need to save this. Bozich is unhappy, Mitch. Remind me to bring this up tomorrow when we talk with Rick.
We need to bring up this and the grilling from this weekend. We got to bring up those two things.
Yeah. I think Bozich said this weekend, I season my food just not a lot. It was something like that.
Yes.
He was having another discussion. He knows it's fun. He knows he gets a lot of traction to his grilling photos. But ESPN is Will Wade at number 3.
He was mad, big mad about Will Wade being 3, and he should be number 3. Look at Will Wade getting recruits and, you know.
he's gonna get fired and get like a massive show cause.
But for now, he's number 3. That hasn't hit yet. So for right now, this moment in time,
He's 37 years old. And this Travis Steele guy, Xavier. Mitch, you help me here. Is Travis Steele dreamy?
No, I think he looks way older than his actual age.
Okay, because I've seen Travis Steele close up. And he does have those, I believe he's got those blue eyes.
Oh.
Those beautiful blue eyes.
Yes, that penetrate your soul. That's what I was trying to say.
Did you get it all out, Strebel?
I tried, yeah. I think the second attempt was a win in my book.
Is he dreamy, though?
I don't know. I don't think so. I agree with Mitch.
Do you know what Travis Steele looks like?
Yeah, I read the list. I saw all the pictures involved. He does look older than, what is he, 37, 38?
Right, he's 37. He doesn't look older than 37.
I thought he did.
I disagree with Mitch on this one.
Who looks older, me or Travis Steele?
You.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah, yeah. I thought he looks older. I do. I don't think he's like a dreamboat. Or as Carolyn McClain called Andy Beshear, preppy cute. I don't think he's preppy cute either.
Oh, yeah, Beshear does have the preppy cute, but that's not his fault. He grew up with he grew up preppy.
Yes, I'm not blaming him. I just say, because if I think that
Shire's number 9, Justice is 25.
Wow. That's fine. I'm not going to get upset about the assistant coach. And where he's ranked, that's you know, I know that
no, I just
the head coach. Is
I mean,
top
you
three.
You shouldn't. Well, is he?
Yes.
If you were to pick three coaches right now, where would Cal be? If I gave you college basketball, you have to pick three coaches. I mean, I think people would take Jay Wright ahead of him.
No, I'd take Kay, Roy, Cal. Roy's won, like, what, three titles at UNC?
Yeah, but right now, if I made you choose three, right now you go to Roy Williams, who's on the back end of his career coming up in NIT.
Well, he's got number two recruiting class in the nation coming in. I mean,
it's quantity, not quality, like Kentucky's.
I would take Kay, Roy Williams, and Cal.
Yeah, but that's a musty list from you.
That's
you
fine.
You can't do better. You're just sticking with the same three guys that you would have said for the last 15
the
years.
The guys with all the tournament success?
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I'll take the guys with all the tournament success.
If I gave you three coaches to pick, one of them would be right now Roy Williams.
100%, absolutely.
I don't mean for his entire career. I mean right now. To coach your basketball team, like, right now.
If I'm
I
said not turning him down.
If you said you got to sign him to a four-year deal right now.
Yes.
Four-year deal right now. Roy Williams is old.
I don't care. He still can coach. It's not like he forgot how to coach. He's still coaching.
Thank you. Thank you for that cliche. Thank you.
He did have an NIT season, but Cal's had an NIT season. Jay Wright's had multiple NIT seasons. Everybody forgets about that. I mean, Jay Wright is a hell of a coach. He's done a great job at Villanova. He's won two titles. But everyone forgets the crap years. And he's had a lot of crap. He's had more crap years than good
years. Settle down. I don't think you know that. I'm going to look that up. Hey, Mitch, you popped your mic on 2 minutes ago. Go ahead.
I'm trying to think who I would pick. I mean, I would do Kay and Izzo.
Izzo out of here.
Please.
No,
please.
No,
really, Mitch?
I'm making a Final Four.
Really?
I might not win a championship. I'm making a Final Four.
Well, I know you're not winning the game once you get there.
No,
yeah, you're going to lose 92-67, and people are going to fall asleep on Media Row during the second half of your game because you're going to be down by 27 points with 14-08 left.
He was the number one team. He had the number one team in the country, the unanimous number one team in the country this season, and there were stretches in the season that they were terrible.
Jay Wright made the tournament every year since 2004, except for 1 year.
Okay. That's fine.
He's had NIT years.
He has had NIT years.
He has NCAA. No, his star went up. There's no
it
doubt.
Did.
There's no doubt. 2007, 8, 9, 10, when people were like, he's going to get the Knicks job. You're like, Jay Wright. And then he popped up and, you know, won two titles. But around the titles, round of 32.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of that.
Jay Wright's overrated.
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of early exits in his career.
4-3-7-9-6-8. If you were to pick three coaches right now, because the discussion is a generic bleeping sports radio discussion that we just threw out there.
It definitely wouldn't be Chris Mack.
Thank you.
So everybody knows. Definitely wouldn't be Chris Mack.
I mean, Izzo really?
Izzo's the word, Mitch. I take Mack over Izzo.
What is he talking about?
I take Mack over really? Izzo.
Are you?
Yes.
Stop.
I can't stand Tom Izzo.
I cannot stand
Tom Izzo. He's such a hypocritical, snivelly, whiny, you can't let college basketball players make any money or make any decisions. I can't stand Izzo. Izzo's the most, he's get him out of here. That whole program stinks. Football and basketball.
All right. He blacked out again. he blacks out and does the exact same thing.
I was trying to think of a follow-up question. I couldn't think of one.
He sits his drink down. He gives his take. He crosses his legs. He gives his take. He gets his drink. He takes a drink. He sets it down. He looks at his Apple Watch. He picks his drink back up every single time when he goes through one of these items where he blacks out and just starts railing against one of the greats of all time.
Yeah,
right?
I just don't like him. He's a good
you
coach.
Picked Roy Williams.
Yeah, him and all of his national titles and Final Fours and all
Williams
of his accolades.
He's better than Tom Izzo.
100% better than Tom Izzo.
I don't think so.
There's no debating this.
Who would you rather have, Roy Williams or Tom Izzo? Put it up at ESPN 680 and put it up. If you had to pick three coaches right now, would you pick John Calipari? Put that one up at ESPN 680. And Lachlan McClain's going to be angry that he didn't think of that for the midday rush.
Yes, he is. He's gonna be very, why did I think of that today when I was calling UK basketball fans hypocrites?
Texas says, if we're talking coaching only, I take Patino as one of my top three. That's a great point.
That's a good point.
What do you do with Patino? He's back. He's at Iona. He's back.
I don't know.
He's back.
I don't know. That's a great – I mean, he's in your top five now that he's back, right? I mean, Rick Pitino is still Rick Pitino, and he'll do a good job at Iona. I'm rooting for him. I hope they go to the tournament.
Texas says, to sign a four-year deal, I would take Izzo, Jay Wright, and Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett's a good one, too. Boy.
Yeah.
Tony Bennett's a good one, man. And you don't want to say it, but he's a good one.
He is. I don't want to say it because nobody wants their program associated with that boring brand of basketball. But lately it's been getting results. I got to give it to him. Lately it has been getting results as far as victories and regular season wins. He only had the one tournament season. Let's not forget that before the title that he underperformed according to his seed every single season. This is for you, Lock McClain. Every season he underperformed his seeding except for one. I want to hear Locke's response to that. I know I won't get it because he turtles up and he'll just say, Cal, blah, blah, blah. But he ignores the fact that Tony Bennett underperformed every year but one. So there.
Mitch, do we have any sound from Locke that we can play him crushing Kentucky now to get this put Strebel over the edge? He's yelling. His face is red.
I'm right there.
He's 45 minutes away from leaving to go to eighth grade graduation, which means absolutely nothing. Do we have any idea if Mark Ennis is joining us today either, or is it me for the last 35-40 minutes of the show?
I told Pat to ask
Pat's too busy.
Hour ago.
Yeah, he's too busy recording his Sports Centers. Good God. Luke Hancock canceled and the Boston College head coach canceled. My day is in disarray.
Oh, did Luke, he canceled?
He's doing something. Leo Luke.
Yeah, well,
he's got a life.
He's living
a life. You understand? Yeah, he's living a different life.
Than we are.
Yeah, it's like I can't get on guys that are just living a different life.
No.
He wears Gucci.
Yeah.
I've been wearing the same three sweatshirts for 8.5 weeks. That's what we're dealing with.
He wears those Gucci shoes with
he looks
socks.
Great.
And even his feet are tanned.
He looks great. Yeah. They are. Even his feet.
His feet are tanned.
Texas says, my top five right now, Jay Wright, Coach K, Tony Bennett, Bruce Pearl, Rick Pitino.
Bruce Pearl.
Bruce Pearl's a good coach.
He is a good coach, but top five? Top five. How many? I mean, he's been to one Final Four? Okay. I mean, that was just a swipe at John Calipari is all that list was. Bruce Pearl.
He's not top five, but you could convince
me. Top five.
You could convince me he's top ten.
I agree with top ten. I'm fine with top ten.
Okay, so it's not egregious.
No, at four, that's egregious.
What about
over Cal?
Mitch, do you like the sports radio that we're doing now? Do you like it, us arguing if you had three coaches?
Yeah,
which is a crappy debate, but I don't know if people like this. Why is nobody saying Mark Few? Come on, all you Gonzaga lovers.
Yeah.
Why is no one saying Mark Few? That's all I hear. Oh, he wins 30 games every year. His team's always in it. His team's always in the tournament at Gonzaga.
That's a great point. I've not heard any Mark Few, but Bruce Pearl at four is egregious. And you're going to leave Calipari out. For Bruce Pearl?
He beat him in the Elite Eight.
Once.
I beat him like 3 out of 5 times.
His one Final Four
year. Did they beat him once this year? Did they lose twice this year?
They split.
So he beat him this year.
That's fine.
He beat him this year. 50% of the time, Bruce Pearl beats John Calipari.
And he still hasn't won his damn conference yet.
Who cares? You're the only one that cares
about
the conference.
Because the NCAA committee looks at that, right?
Process tried to do that with me.
That matters.
Process through this at me. When's the last time you won the NFC East? I'm like, thanks.
Lame question. Yeah. But if it didn't matter, I wouldn't bring it up. But it does matter because it's counted. They count conference titles, and it's weighed into where you're seated. It counts. It matters.
Cal doesn't think it is. Cal doesn't think they get any credit for winning
the tournament.
SEC.
That's the tournament. He doesn't think
Mitch,
credit.
We have an update. No Mark Ennis. Is that what you're telling me via text?
That is correct. Also, what were these poll questions again? Who would you rather have, Tom Izzo or Roy Williams, or is it the four-year deal thing?
No, it's okay. Both of them. It's both poll questions. Who would you rather have, Tom Izzo, Roy Williams, and then if you got to pick three coaches, would John Calipari be one of them? How about that?
That's it. Yeah, short and sweet, simple, straight to the point. Fantastic.
Texas says if Diener got arrested, would his mugshot include his abs?
They better.
Why wouldn't they?
As I say, they better be in the mugshot. Absolutely. The highlight of the picture is the Diener abs. I mean, come on.
Text Rod, take K, Cal, and self. Cal, Roy, Izzo. Texter, Archie.
Is that easy? Easy, just text Andy directly. You don't have to do the text line. Just text him directly. Archie.
Oh, goodness. Mitch, do you want to do this sound right now, the Matt Painter sound? Do we want to have fun with this, or do we want to hold it to the 5 o'clock hour? Do you want to tickle us with some sound here before we take a break?
Do you want to do the Matt Painter sound, or you want Locked Crushing Kentucky?
I want Locked Crushing Kentucky.
Yeah,
you know that's our go-to. That's our fastball. Whenever we have a 3-2 count, that's what we always throw.
That's our Aramis Chapman.
Locked Crushing UK. So go ahead, play some.
But in terms of taking over a trash program and immediately making it significantly better, Satterfield obliterates Stoops. Stoops took 4 years to get to 7 wins. Satterfield took 1 year to get to 8 wins. Like, in the scheme of life, it's really difficult to argue with that data set and not say that Satterfield is on a better trajectory than Mark Stoops. Like, I ask you this. If in Scott Satterfield's 7th year at U of L, he goes 7-5 in the regular season, will that be an acceptable result? Will he be cheered? Will he be celebrated as a great coach if in his 7th year at Louisville, he goes 7-5 in the regular season? Because that's what Mark Stoops just did in his 7th year at the pro. He has gone 7-5 in the regular season 3 of the last 4 years. And in his 7th year, with all his players and all his culture and all his recruits, he went 7-5 in the regular season and 3-5 in the SEC.
Here's the old lock leave out. A, here's the number one thing. They were cheering Bobby Petrino for similar records while he was at U of L. It was okay. Yes, to answer this question, yes, it will be okay because they were okay with Bobby Petrino doing it. The second data point that he just leaves out.
I agree with you on that, by the way.
Satterfield inherited a team that were pissed off at their coaching staff and didn't like each other, but had talent on it, especially on the offensive end. You had Mikel Cunningham. You had a group of wide receivers. You had Javien Hawkins. He had weapons offensively. Mark Stoops inherited a MAC team. He inherited a MAC team compared to what Satterfield inherited. It takes a little while to get rid of all the MAC players that Joker Phillips had recruited. See, Bobby Petrino actually recruited good players on offense.
Tutu Atwell, Mikael Cunningham, you thought Juwan Pass at the time?
That's the worst argument Lock McClain has ever had. Ever.
If there was a coaching vacancy, I would hire Bronco Mendenhall before Mark Stoops every day of the week and then twice on Sunday.
How many times has your boy Bronco won 6 or 7 games? I really don't know because no one cares about Virginia football, so no one knows Virginia football.
Put it up at ESPN 680. Who would you rather have, Mark Stoops or Bronco Mendenhall? I just like to see Mitch get angry knowing when I say that.
Yes.
You can hold to the break. It's okay.
Another poll.
Play something else for us if you can. Lock, Blankenbaker, anything. Save some of the sounds. So since we have no Ennis and no Strebel in the entire 5 o'clock hour, I'm going to need something to throw to. So go ahead.
I don't care. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's the difference between Louisville and Kentucky. You, somebody else goes to UK, good for the kid. Have fun in Lexington. Somebody goes to Louisville, screw you, you're the worst of humanity all time. Go, you know, L's down, blah, 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 blah. Shut up. Just deal with it. Be a grown-up for once. You got a bunch of little immature kids out there that are grown-up men with daddy issues who happen to wear Kentucky blue. Like, stop.
Daddy is.
Daddy loved you, okay? Kentucky fans, daddy loved you. Seriously. Like, you don't have – it's not your fault. Don't worry about it. Nobody's going to get chosen all the time.
That's a massive whopper. Massive whopper. He doesn't care if a kid would decommit and go
repetitive?
To Kentucky.
Is that repetitive, a massive whopper? Is that grammatically correct?
Well, I meant like a lie. It's a massive lie that he wouldn't care. If Mikel Cunningham tomorrow decommitted from Louisville and said, you know what, I want to spend my senior season playing election,
he'd
have a meltdown.
Yeah, he crushed him.
He'd have a meltdown. Mark, you ain't got a lot of kick it, bro. Just come real. You don't have to lie about it. You'd be mad. You'd be if David Johnson today came out with a release, I want to go play point guard
at Kentucky
for John Calipari.
Oh, I'd faint.
He'd lose his mind.
I'd fall right out my window.
So would I, and be like, be prepared to be second string.
By the way, Kentucky, it's nice for them to release an email about Joel Justice being 25th.
Did they really?
Yeah. So
that
is nice as well. Mitch, you're being a honk. You and Steve Rummage, shockingly, our good friend Steve Rummage wants Louisville to get a mid-major player badly. So do you. It's this white kid from Georgetown, McClung. What's his name? Go ahead.
Mac McClung. Don't you laugh, Streamer. This guy is full of swag. He's full of swag. He's full of swag.
Then you know he ain't going to Louisville because there's a swaggy dude on that team.
Just yesterday I was told, we don't need another guard. And then when Max McGlungler or whatever his name arises, everything's okay. What's his name?
Mac McClung.
Mac McClung. And you're right because you tweeted I forgot what player it was. It wasn't even this.
I remember this kid.
Yeah.
And he averages 15 a game. How about that?
There you go.
His high school mixtapes are insane. He beat Iverson's state record for points in Virginia.
Really?
Yeah. No,
he's impressive.
Yeah, he went to Georgetown and he did 2 years there and he's done well. Also, it's a joke. Louisville doesn't need any guards, but I just want him because he's a bouncy guy with crazy athleticism and he has a lot of swagger. That's the only reason why I want him.
It's not because he's white.
Well, I was curving around that fact.
We call him bouncy. He's not bouncy.
Yes, he is.
He's not bouncy. He's bouncy?
Watch some of his dunks.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll have to look at Matt McClung after.
I can't believe you guys never heard of him.
No, I've heard of him. I didn't think of him as bouncy. I was actually shocked because I figured he was a shooter. And when I go to his stats, he only shot 39% from the field last year.
So a lot of free throws.
Yeah. And he doesn't – I mean, he shoots – I'm looking at it. Per game, I would say he shoots about 4 or 5 threes, which is a good number. Yeah. It's a solid number.
Absolutely.
But he only shot 32% from three last year.
Ugh. So 15 points a game. I guess that is all coming.
Rummage says he's a white dude that can go between his legs. Boy, that did not come out right. Okay.
444 haymaker.
Boy, the mixtape. We're filling up the mixtape just today.
We're going to have to start it at 5:15.
We are.
Which is totally fine because I don't know what the hell's going to be going on Friday.
From here to Friday.
Other than gambling. Why isn't Churchill Downs open on Friday? We would just gamble during the entire show.
Listen to Races and Gamble.
Oh,
that's
goodness.
Exactly what's going to happen.
Boy, there's no way to save that sentence that I said about Rummage. Yeah, there's no way to save that.
Dribble between his legs. Well, sign him up. Let's go.
I meant to say dribble, but I said he can go between his legs.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's the stipulation, let's, sign him up right now. He can dribble between his legs, and he's white.
Texas says, just watch the first dunk. The dude gets way up. Texas says, McClung's dunk package is elite. Texas says, Mitch is right. The dude can bounce. Texas says, Duke gets air just like Donovan Mitchell. Of course, he's bouncy. He's the Tate Martell of college basketball. Really,
that's a great comparison.
Really? Okay. Yeah, so I can't believe you guys all in.
Yeah.
No, I've heard of this guy, but I didn't follow. Georgetown basketball last year.
It has been relevant since the Big East.
Yeah, help me like sell original, it as like, this is a 6'2 white guy that can throw it down. Okay,
yeah.
Because I was initially confused that you were just making a joke there. And I look at the guy's bio and he can't shoot. He can't shoot 32% from three,
right?
39% from field goal. That's not good at all.
So he's getting in the lane, he's getting fouled, he's making his hay at the free throw line. It's basically what's going on with him.
Mac McClung would start for UofL next year.
That I could agree with, because if your other option's Carlick Jones, I take Matt McClung.
Texas says Bronco Mendenhall is better than Stoops, 2-10, 6-7, 8-5, 9-5.
Okay, that's if y'all want to ride and die with Bronco Mendenhall, God bless you. If that's your guy, shout out.
Texas says the only top three I want from Strebel are the top three buffets in Southern Indiana.
I don't go to buffets anymore because, A, they're closed, and, B, I can't eat that much food anymore. But nice try on a joke. It failed miserably. Congrats.
Play him something else to make him mad, Mitch. Play, do you have anything else Kentucky-related that Locke reared about today? Just anything. Play something right now because he's in a bad mood. He's doing he's doing all of his tells again.
Yeah.
Play something, Mitch.
How many years have I told you that John Calipari has lost his recruiting touch? A couple. Two or three. Right? He had actually not had the number one recruiting class in the nation for four consecutive years before this year.
Every day.
I've been saying it for at least a few years. Now, this year he does have the number one recruiting class, but it only has two consensus five stars. It only has two McDonald's.
Not two, not three,
that,
not
right?
four,
I've
not
been
five.
Trying to tell y'all, because as usual, most things I'm ahead of the curve. Most things I get it before others do. So I've
that was not about the five
you.
Stars. That was about the years you've been saying.
Yeah, no, I get it. No, okay. I understood exactly where you were trying to play it. But the point is, I've been trying to tell y'all that the John Calipari era peaked back in the 38-0 team that didn't win. And after that, it's been not as good. And the data will back me up.
Except for when he moves the goalpost again. He won't get another run recruiting class. Then he gets the number one recruiting class. Well, he only has two top 10 players. I'm going to leave out the fact that no other school or program has two top 10 players. But that's okay. Cal's lost his touch. Mark Stoops sucks. I'll take Bronco Mendenhall. That was Locke's show today. I summed it up in, 10 seconds.
Texas says McClung's a three-star consensus. He'll fit in at Louisville. Texter, is he the next bullet? Texter, my 8-year-old son doesn't watch basketball, but he knows who this guy is. I apologize. I had heard of him because I had seen on accident when I'm chasing maybe a Georgetown basketball game on on NBC Sports Network or whatever it was.
Right.
But I don't know. Let's take a break. We'll get into hour number three. Strebel's got a little bit of time. On the other end, I do want to dive into – I'm going to go back to the conversation that we had about starting college football. That Matt Painter, we got to get to this sound of Matt Painter. We'll do that. We'll hang out with you. More sound as well. It's a Wednesday edition of The Take on ESPN 680-1057.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.